time to get on Our Man Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. Sean the Trader's on the line. Good afternoon, Shawnee.
How good's this? I'm opening the batting for once. Yeah. I'm usually just getting out of bed at this time, but I'm usually the night watchman of this show. But it's good to be on board nice and early. And that's borderline bullying you boys and Rob, because I've been on the receiving end of that music a couple of times, and it's not a good feeling, lads. You might have to just ease up.
Why are you early today, Sean? I'm just wondering.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't your choice.
The Channel 7 commentators are taking the last hour due to their John Casey's calling this match.
Yeah.
So we've done the old 3:30, 5:30 switcheroo.
Gotcha.
Around the grounds, by the way, 9.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. USA by 2-1. USA by 1, 44 points to 43. This would be a massive upset, wouldn't it? Anyway, see how that plays out. What have you got for us, Shauno?
All right, quickly, I heard you sort of talking about my boy, Tommy Turbo, who's quickly just usurped James Tedesco in my man crush power rankings. He's definitely gone to the top. Quickly on the premiership market, after Manly's sort of dominant performance last night, they're $11 into 10, and then the Roosters, they've eased out slightly, 13 to 14. But that boy, Tommy Turbo, got the Clive Churchill market up. Now, as I said, Manly are $10, but you can back $17 about Turbo win the Clive Churchill. Now, I can make a very, very strong argument that is amazing value, because you could almost say if Manly are to win the comp, he must be a 90% chance of something winning that medal. So you might be able to get a little bit of value for yourself there.
Oh, that's great value
for the medal, as opposed to just backing Manly to win the comp.
Fletch, that's great value, because you know why? He's going to spit out numbers as well, and he's so likable. Even if they got beat in the grand final, you're still a live chance.
DCE won one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that, Shawnee. I like that. What about, what else you got there?
Guess the Lines. We've got time for Guess the Lines.
Now, oh, well, hang on. Let's do this. Let's do this.
With thanks to Sportsbet, it's time for Guess the Lines with the coal miner, Shawnee Ormerod.
You like that, don't you, Shawnee?
My own intro. I hope my mum's listening. She would love that. Her boys
can,
really
can I just
it.
Can All I right. just jump in just for one sec? Just one sec. I've just been given a WBW, but it's on in 47 seconds. Scone Race 5, number 4. It's paying $10. Pink bow.
Oh.
So I'm just saying it.
No, that's fair. You had to do that.
Sorry, Shawnee.
Now, Shawnee, just on that.
I'm trying to get cities. Fletch, can you say it one more time?
I know.
Sorry. Scone Race 5.
Number 4.
Number 4, pink bow.
Beautiful.
Now, just on that, Shawnee, just a little tip for our listeners. How would you back a horse with Sportsbet this late in the piece? How would you go about it?
I reckon right at the jump, you can't go past something like the top tote sort of product or something like that. I think forget about fix. The market sort of knocked into place by that time. I'd reckon just go top tote, and then hopefully one of the totes gets out the gate nice and late. That's how I'd play it.
Rightio, there you go. We'll keep an eye on that throughout this particular coverage. Rightio, guess the line, Shawnee. Let's attack.
All right, let's kick it off. We've only got to wait a couple of nights. Knights v Broncos on Thursday night to kick us off. Mitchell Pearce probably back for this game.
Ooh. 10.5. 10.5 Broncos.
I'll say a bit more. 12.5.
10.5, correct, Mundo. Shug Knight, well done. Raiders taking on the Dragons, the early game on Friday.
Oh, this is tricky. And they're not knowing who.
Hoodoo game. Dragons start. I'm going to go the same, 10.5.
1.5 for me.
1.5. Copy and paste. It's minus 10.5 for the Raiders here. Well done, Brian Fletcher. All right, now this looks a cracking game. Parramatta taking on South Sydney Rabbitohs Friday night footy.
Para, 8.5.
Yeah, 7.5 for me.
Yeah, well done. 8.5, that one is. Saturday afternoon, Warriors taking on the Sharks.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
14.5 to the Warriors.
10.5 again.
You reckon it's that big, Sugar? It's 11.5 on the board at the moment. I thought that looked a little bit big. Pretty bad favourites, the Sharkies. All right, we go to Roosters taking on the Panthers, the middle game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm all over the. I'm backing up again. I'm doubling up after we won last week, Shawnee, on the Chooks.
Yeah.
I'll say Chooks are getting 6.5.
Chooks are getting 6.5.
Yep.
I reckon Chooks might be favourites here.
No.
Half a point to the Panthers.
No, they're getting a point, and it's a lot of them. They're +9.5 outside. Wow. It's $3 head-to-head. I agree.
Fletcher, get onto that.
Going back to the board there.
200 right, man, to go. Empowerment leads by 3 lengths. Pink Bow desperately hiling off a third, but no. Pink Bow's going to finish 4th, Fletchy boy.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, Shawnee.
Let's move on from that.
Immediately.
We don't carry our divots. All right, game of the round, Saturday night. Manly, the Turbo Tom Manly side.
Oh, love this.
Melbourne Storm.
Love this game. Love this game.
Okay.
8.5 to Manly.
I reckon it's going to be more.
Do you?
10.5. Again, 9.5. Yeah. 9.
It's more. It's +12.5.
Wow. Oh,
I agree. It looks big. He is airborne. And I heard you say, what would this line be without him playing? It's got to be in the mid-20s, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. So it almost doubles.
It's got to be something like 24. It has to be.
Yep.
Yeah, if he's not worth 12 or 12.5, I'm not sure on the trailer. All right, penthouse to the outhouse. Bulldogs taking on the Tigers Sunday afternoon.
Good luck.
Okay, Bulldogs will be getting 8.5.
Yeah, they'll be getting 8.5, and I'll be taking that.
Yeah, close enough. +6.5. I'll be wanting to have a good hard think about what you're doing in this game before you put any money down. That's my tip. All right, closing things off. Titans taking on the Cowboys.
Where's that? Where is it at, mate? Up there.
Well, they're all a bit up in the air. I think this one is on the Gold Coast.
Goldie.
At this point in time. Yep.
Okay. Cows. 9.5.
Yeah, cows. 13.5.
Yeah, smack bang in the middle. It's -11.5 for the Titans there. So I think we might have found a few little angles. There's a few little differences in a couple of those opening lines. But obviously, teams are about to drop, so a lot could change between now and the next hour.
Yeah, boys, don't discount sleeping in your own bed. Gold Coast Titans have got this edge at the moment.
Yeah, Gibbo, you should try that with your flatmate.
Sleeping in your own bed. What about the Boomers and the Argentinians tonight?
Yes, the Boomers in the quarterfinals. Now, I think Brooksy said the winner of this goes on to take on the Yanks, we would think. They've skipped out to a little lead. Boomers $1.20, 9.5-point faves. Bet the Argies. The Argies are $4.50. And in the hockey as well, the Kookaburras, they're short to progress to the final. They're $1.50 against the Germans in normal time, that one. So it should be in the final, the Kookaburras.
Now, Shawnee, I've got a tip for us. I have got a tip for us. I ankle-tapped Johnny Stephenson on the way out. And he, I think her name's DeLuna. My writing's not very good, but in the hammer throw, DeLuna Price apparently just wins. There you go. In the female's
in the
hammer throw. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Beautiful. Love it.
Yeah. Where is it? Price is a surname anyway. It is the hammer throw in the female.
Deanna Price.
Deanna Price.
$2.70 on the board now. There you go.
There you go. And by the way, hey there, Delilah. He likes Delilah Muhammad in the women's 400-metre hurdles as well at any old price. So anyway, do as you please. And most importantly, gamble responsibly, Shawnee.
Thanks, boys. We'll chat to you soon.
See you, Shawnee. What are you going to do this afternoon? You got an hour and a half.
Well, I've already kicked off. I was out in the Budgies earlier today, Fletcher. It was a beautiful day. So I was out on the pool deck getting a bit of sun. But now I've got the afternoon off.
Yeah, couple of growlers.
Good chat for a walk. Yeah. Nah. Only growl on a Friday.
You know? You only growl on Friday. Mate, you should try growling. Yeah. What I like to do, I growl on Monday, Wednesday and Fridays. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm just pure growlers. So it's growling Monday, Wednesday.
Triple.
All my friends
triple
enjoy
growl.
Us.
I
yeah.
like it.
We do. We like to call it growling on the prowl.
In your budgies.
All right, you've got to be all up and about now. I'm
with Brendan Cowell.
Oh,
while wearing only a towel.
Watching Andy McDowell. Anyway, well done, Shorty. We're going to go.
Thanks, boys. Chat soon.
Sports bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.